Shut up and sit down.
Hello, and welcome to episode 102 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons, and you can find us at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host, September, a.k.a. 9 of 12.
Hello!
And the Jen.
Hi, I'm still here, guys. I'm alive. Hi.
Yay! The Jen is here.
God, it's...
Oh, so, it's been a while, because your work has been a boot.
Good, bad, it's been, like, the good things and the bad things and the crazy things. That's good, though. It's mostly good.
So, what have y'all been up to this week? Amber?
I got my Action News and Contender Games in the mail.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I haven't gotten to play them yet, because I had a really, really busy weekend, but I am really looking forward to it. Although I feel a little weird, because, like, Jerry doesn't have his yet, so that's weird. and let me see.
It's not like he doesn't know what the cards look like, or how the game plays. I mean...
Right.
I think he's just being bratty.
I picked up my comics. Oh, my God. I felt so bad. Like, I've been leaving them there, and, like, thankfully they trust me. They know I'll get there eventually. I go in, and Ben's like, haven't seen you in a while, so I was here. I know I didn't pick up my stuff. But my comic stack is, like, literally, like, 3 inches high. It's so many. Like, shit. And with the job now, I don't know how I'm going to catch up. But they're so awesome over there. There was, like, some extra stuff. She was like, I knew you'd want the Sandman universe that came out, so I put that in there, and a couple of Harley things that happened, and yeah. Although I think I'm going to do Doomsday first, because it's been a rough waiting for one, and now I have two, so that's awesome. Haven't done much in Pokemon Go, because, again, job, but there's a new Legendary out, everyone, Registone. So I will have to get out and do some raids this week. And, of course, the WoW expansion came out, which is another reason other games reading is suffering. but Rob and I played. We've just played a couple hours here and there, a couple nights. We're leveling our mains together, as we do.
Aw.
Yeah. Cool. Like, he's got an alt, he's leveling, and he's, you know, if he gets time to play I don't have, he's, like, going to the same areas so he doesn't get story spoilers. Like, we like to explore the story together, and then we just kind of go about our business.
Well, I know that Pokemon, I was just looking at it today, actually, and they've got the other, it's not an expansion. Expansion is WoW. The extra research thing that they're doing right now for the, what is it called?
There's Celebi start?
Yeah, the Celebi. Yes, that was gonna say, that it's just, got a C started, and a B.
Yeah, it started today.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
I just saw a tweet about it.
Day, so I totally missed that.
I only saw a tweet about it like 5 minutes ago.
Track
so.
The mythical Pokemon Celebi. Oh!
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You have to do research for that. So that's it's special research, too. So it doesn't interfere or...
It's the same track as... the other one was, what was the first one? Oh,
I didn't
the Mewtwo.
Play that one.
Mewtwo. Yeah.
I didn't play that one, I don't think. Do I still get to have a chance to get it now? How does that work?
I think so.
I don't know.
There aren't any. They may bring back that special research. The only other chance I think you'll have is, I could be wrong, the Switch. Mm. But that might be Mewtwo. I have to remember.
See, this is why I can't keep up with all that. I didn't get my bird in WoW. I mean, it's just sad.
Yeah.
I have like and an then, adult
the birds,
now.
There's lots of opportunities for
and then Action News and Contender are the ones where it's the quotes, right, that you put together.
Yeah, it's like a story. Like, you're like a news broadcaster because... and you're trying to like make it seem hip.
Because my husband just got his. You apparently funded the same Kickstarter because he got his as well.
So this one was done by Justin Robert Young, Jury, Diamond Club. So everybody in Diamond Club pretty much, or anybody that was at Nerdtacular that year did it. My credit card got murdered when the charge went through. So oddly enough, I did not get Action News, so I'll be ordering it later when I can. Yeah, no, we basically spent like 6 months calling it Action Nudes, and other various things. Action Hues, a game all about color changing. Action Jews, the Jews on the scene to do actiony things. Like, I poor Jury, we gave him a hard time for a very long. It was a good time.
We did get to sit in on some play during that
Oh
Nerdtacular
yeah, absolutely.
two events ago, and that was the faster I've ever seen. Like, thank you, Diamond Club and Frog Pants, a Kickstarter just get funded. It was like he announced the URL, and in minutes, it was funded by the people in that room.
Yep,
Awesome.
like handled.
Got it.
So what have you been up to, Jen?
All the things. Oh, sorry. Let me allow me to elaborate. So my work has been really busy. Should be getting to kind of a more normal place now for a little bit though. Like, I'm not going to be experiencing quite so much chaos going forward, but my company became part of another company and left a different company that it was part of before, and it was a whole thing, and I don't know, there we didn't have email for a couple hours. It's chaos, fun times. So that pretty much made my life really interesting and complicated for a few days. Also, it has been about 8 to 10 degrees hotter every day for like 90% of the days over the last month and a half. And during monsoon, which it's been for about the last month and a half, my evaporative cooling or swamp cooler doesn't work. So I pretty much try like hell to not exist in my house until, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning when it's like almost kind of temperate. So I've been sweating. That's what I've been doing. I've been sweating a lot and playing and
Well,
trying to play video games.
you sent your monsoon over to Georgia because it's been
Oh.
raining nonstop for like a week and a half.
It's like it's crazy. I've never experienced anything like this, and it's funny because I was looking at it, I'm like, it can't be that different. And then sure enough, you're like your electric bill like sends you like the temperature that day, the temperature the next day, and then what the temperature was the last year on the same day. And it literally was like 90% of the days have been 8 to 10 degrees hotter than they were last year. So I'm like, this is insane. That's crazy. That's part of the reason why you haven't seen me streaming, because I just have this thing about not wanting to stream while I'm a hot, sweaty, angry mess, because I am not a happy human when it is hot. So sadly, I've not been able to stream much, but I have been playing WoW. I did start the quest chain and got to the troll place with my horde character, and I did play a little bit on the Alliance. I was just trying to do some unlock. I got a character to 110 finally on my Alliance side. But I was waiting till I can go on stream to actually start the quest on that one. So hopefully I'll be able to do it this weekend, or later this week. And I appealed to get back into school again, which I've been trying to do for a while, got in. So I get to go
Yay,
back to finish the last 3.5 classes that I have
yay.
to get my MBA. So I'm going to be going back to school in November. So I had to do all the paperwork for that and jump through all of the bureaucratic hoops, as it were. But that's done. And I watched My Fair Lady, which I'd never seen before.
Oh,
So
really?
I watched My Fair Lady. I know, right? Like, I love musicals. You'd think I would have ever seen it. Nope, didn't. So I watched it, really enjoyed it. And then I went back and watched all of the Family Guy clips with Stewie that were references to My Fair Lady. And I'm like, all of this makes so much more sense now. Everything in my life. No, basically that's what I've been doing, is like going through and watching like YouTube videos of My Fair Lady references. But I started with the Stewie ones, like the life of the wife was ended by the knife scene, which is fantastic. And now it makes so much more sense exactly why it was the way it was. And I just
Oh,
want to.
guys,
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
about the I just, well, before I forget, about the Go thing, if you're still on that special research for Mew, just do that, and then the Celebi one will show up after,
Oh, okay,
because
because
there'll
it still
be like
is
a, just like the other
active.
one, the regular, like it'll be another research in the queue.
Awesome. That is really cool. That works out well. Yeah, so just the one thing that that surprised me was just how that My Fair Lady was good. I enjoyed it, but I definitely was like, some of the songs, I'm like, why can't a woman be more like a man? Why don't you just date and screw Pickery? Because obviously that's like all you want to do in your life. Like, why are you trying to pretend? Like, it's cool. You guys can make it more than a bromance. I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty much what I have there. Yay! It was a busy, busy time.
We got a comment. Are we Greek?
No.
No, but I was in a sorority in
that makes
college.
You Greek, sort of.
Sort of.
Oh my gosh! I meant to put what? This in the notes. I just remembered a thing. The thing I wanted to talk about. The other thing I've been doing. This is really important. Okay. It's really important because I went back and re-listened to the episode where I complained about it a lot. So I've been doing I reactivated my research on my genealogy because I was trying to finish my approval for Daughters of the American Revolution and Daughters of the Civil War. So I was working on that mostly because they throw scholarship money at people and I was going to look and see if I could apply. So I went back and did a bunch of work and found out that there was a mistake that was made in my grandmother's research and everybody else's research. And I was super depressed because like I'm a Robert E. Lee descendant and that's so sad. And I guess he was kind of a douche. And then Ember and I did a whole episode about it where I kind of just complained about how I'm descended from a douche and that makes me sad. That's basically like how the episode went. So fun fact. Somebody made a mistake, and it makes sense because the wife has, like, the very same first name, and the guy's name is the same, but it's completely different. Turns out, I'm not even related to Robert E. Lee at all, except for maybe England way back in the day. My family came here to Massachusetts in, like, 1650, and I am a New England Lee, and I have ancestor that I'm related to was a Union soldier, not a Confederate soldier, so my entire identity has been fractured and shifted. How exciting is that?
So, yay, are you alleviated of some white guilt?
I am a little bit, just like ever so slightly. It is weird though, because like my whole life, like I've been like, oh my gosh, like my whole life, I've thought this thing, and that's something that gets said in my family all the time, and it turns out, like, it's not even the case. Also, that means that I'm way more English than I thought, because that means that literally two lines of my family are English out of, like, the eight. So I guess I am actually legitimately a little bit more than a quarter English, because I have mm-hmm. two 100% English lines out of eight. So that's kind of crazy, too.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm almost exactly like half English, half German, so I'm the whitest white bread that was ever baked.
Oh, yeah. I'm German, French, and Scottish.
Oh, geez.
So,
I mean, I got French, English, German, and Azorean yeah. Portuguese, so I mean,
You've got the, what is it called? The
Portuguese thing is not terribly exciting, though.
No, it's the... I can't think of the word for it, but it's the peninsula right there. That's
oh yeah yeah that. Iberian Peninsula.
Iberian Peninsula. There yeah, we go. Yeah, you've got that in you.
Technically, no. We're actually the islands. We went from France to my ancestors went from France to the islands. Earthquake happened. They couldn't figure out how to get off the island, and then they lived there for a long time and forgot how to read and write.
Ah,
for a couple hundred years. It's good. They're good people. Good, strong, okay. sturdy people.
Cool.
Anyway, genealogy is fun, guys. You should go do it. It's a good time.
Yeah, I've thought about doing the cheek swab thing, but my husband is like, but then they have your information. And I'm like, I don't think they do.
That's the reason I haven't done it, actually. I know I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but like, that's like my last bastion.
There was actually a little bit of news about that recently, where some of that data was accessed.
Oh, whoops. That makes me scared a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, that was my last. What I've been up to, I almost forgot. Sorry.
That's okay. We're doing things. And then for me, basically, I've been working on cosplay construction. I'd say both of my costumes are about 90% done. All of the clothing bits for Saturn are done. So the crocheted bits of my crocheted costume are all done. I could technically go right now and be fine. but I want to make the Silence Glaive because she has the Silence Glaive and that's the big world-ending weapon and I want it. So I'm going to make that. Nice. And then the other one is my Daughter of Triton, which I am Andrina, the purple one with the blonde hair, so I don't have to get a wig.
Convenient.
Move my hair up and put a shell on it and put on my mermaid stuff and be good to go. And we're going to go get our pictures taken at the aquarium.
Nice.
So a big group of us. And then I recorded a Glitter Dice episode, which is my other podcast, recently. And that'll be coming out on September 1st when I'm at Dragon Con. So, woohoo.
Yay.
Oh. So, oh, goodness. We just got a big... Okay, that was all... That was Nightbot. Okay. I was like, a ton of people are suddenly commenting. So I guess now we can move on to the Geek Grapevine.
Now I remember that means I have to do something.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool, go ahead. Oh, so oh, I have to do
for
something.
Those of you... that missed it, and apparently a lot of people did. The Overwatch World Cup finals.
Oh, was
have
that
been
a
going
thing?
On?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what did you know?
I came across it last night. I was like, I was in bed waiting for Rob to finish a breathing treatment so we could watch Sense8, and it's like getting the Roku set up to Spectrum, and it was like, hey, look at that, and it's on Disney XD.
Is that a channel?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. What is on? Whoa, it's on actual, like, TV?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's cool.
Well, it was. It's done now.
Well, no, but the fact that it was, like, I didn't realize it was on, like TV.
Well, I mean, remember, they had Heroes of the Storm. They
Heroes of
had
the Storm.
That stuff on ESPN2 before.
Right.
So it's not entirely new, and it's still, like, the same umbrella, Disney and ESPN.
Yeah, and I think they did Hearthstone tournament on there as well, or I may be remembering that wrong.
No, you're not. We did the Hearthstone Collegiate Championship also happened. The final matches on that, I believe, were also done on ESPN2, but I didn't realize that they were doing it on Disney XD. I know it's under the same umbrella, but I didn't realize that we were doing it there. That's interesting.
I mean, I would kind of see it, I would like to see it more on a branded sports channel, but I mean, this will do, and it is like the World Cup now that we have these actual, you know, franchise teams. So that was kind of cool. And I watched a little bit and watched South Korea just crushing Russia like in a 5-0 final. So there's that. Spoilers.
Oh no.
But oh, no. While I was looking up to update people on this today, I saw that there was a moment a couple days ago where the Overwatch Cup ground to a halt. Everything crashed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of like, oh, my God, what's going on? And apparently, one team was like doing this, you know, I mean, how do you win these games? You have to have the best players, right? And then you have to do something, I mean, kind of like StarCraft 2. You have to do something unexpected. Because these teams have just practiced, and they know all the strategies and maps so well. You have to do something unexpected. And that was being done, and then it crashed, and they had to start again. And it's, you know, it's all they could do was start again. But, I mean, yeah. South Korea is much more easily able to overcome Finland, who is a prime contender. That's who's going to the finals with them, or to the final with them at BlizzCon. But yeah, because they went in and they used the same strategy they had just been trying when they had to restart the game. So that's unfortunate.
That sucks.
It wasn't apparently servers or anything like that, though. Apparently the LAN disconnected.
Oh, dear.
Was this all being held at the Blizzard-owned Sports Arena Dome thing? That's in the
There's
LA area.
Talk in these articles about home matches and away matches, so it's in the facilities, I guess, that each team has.
It did say that this was definitely, like, the worst it's ever, like, this is by far, like, the worst, and it doesn't happen a lot, I will say. You know, you don't see it happen very much. It just, unfortunately, that is how that is how technology doesn't work sometimes.
Right? Like, didn't they have that happen? I'm trying to remember what game it was at BlizzCon last year, and the LAN took a dump. So last year or the year before, there was,
it was
like
the
a
year
local,
before
something got unplugged. Yeah.
It was the year before, and what happened was, is it was somebody that actually screwed it up for everybody. That one was like a, I am human and I unplugged or plugged or something that wasn't supposed to happen at that time. I'm sure that person sadly does not have a job anymore, I'm sure. But it was only a minor, like that one was a lot less major than that. I can understand,
yeah,
like
half
losing
an hour
the,
with like an esports crowd waiting.
Well, it's also losing the element of surprise, like you said, like, okay, we use
yeah,
this
that.
Creative tactic and well, we used to have an element of surprise. Boo. A little problematic, so.
Yep. Happens.
So wait, so who's in the final? Who's in the finals of BlizzCon? South Korea and
Finland.
And Finland, okay. Huh. Cool. You know what? They lost me. I hate to say it, but they lost me when they were like, we're going to have teams, and they're going to be, it's going to be so cool, and it's going to be teams that you could root for in different areas. And it's like, cool. Two teams in LA. Cool. Very limitedly sparsed across the US. And everybody is just farmed out from the countries in Asia anyway. So, cool.
They're still the best. We have to work on it.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, like, don't bill it as that kind of a league and then give us, like, five teams in the U.S. and have them be like in really weird. Also, why does LA have two teams? Come on. Like, that really irritated me because it's like we could have had like another team that would have been an area that some people would have rooted for. I don't know. I feel like it's like if you want to make it feel like sports, you got to have some buy-in, and there was no buy-in. But I still watch it and try to enjoy it, but it's just there's just too much, too many matches, too many things. I don't know. It's not bad. Enjoy it. No, I do like watching the BlizzCon matches. Those are always really fun because it's like the best of the best going up against each other, and that's great. It's all the matches before it that they need to find a way to get more buy-in or... Because I'm like, I'm watching. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Like, they were used to be... Well, I guess that one guy used to play for something else, but I don't remember what T-Ducky7 used to play for before, and I had no idea that he was a Tracer main, but that's cool. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the commentators are getting their legs under him, too, because it is so new. And, you know, that's how we learn that stuff, watching.
It's
progress. I think it's a good start, and I hope it just gets better.
You're absolutely right, because I love watching. I could watch Heroes of the Storm all day. Even I haven't played Heroes of the Storm in months, and I would still watch Gilly cast a Heroes of the Storm. Like, I go nuts for that because those casters know how to make it interesting and they know how to give you the tidbits about each player so that you understand the story of what's happening. And that's what makes good newscasting good sports casting. I mean, it's same thing with like watching the Olympics. Like, you don't know any of those people, but yet if they're like, well, it turns out that she used to ride horses for her whole life. And then there's like this story and you're like, okay, I have half a clue of who this person is. And now I'm like somewhat interested. So
your narrative. You have the narrative of the
exactly.
your character.
And then I feel like I'm like, oh,
like,
this is so
recently,
interesting.
I was watching a Smash tournament with my son, Victor, who's really into that. And he was telling me, the backstory that the commentators weren't like he knew about these guys that were playing on different teams, but they had like grown up playing together, and man, he had the best stories, and it made the whole thing more enjoyable.
Exactly. And like you said, I think we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one was mine, because we had the two Overwatch things, and then so I find I guess it's medical innovation almost, but this is just kind of techie innovation. I find that very interesting. So single-use battery-powered paper batteries. Or bacteria, sorry. Single-use bacteria-powered paper batteries.
What?
Are things that are being made now.
That's crazy.
So.
What?
Yeah, it's.
Whoa.
It's still waiting for a patent, I believe. According to this this article, but they basically, it like paper is very good for conducting, apparently. So they were like, let's wait. The batteries that are being made nowadays are really like wasteful and expensive. So let's make them like one use biodegradable.
I also like the part where they're like, in early tests, researchers activated the cell using water or saliva. Gross.
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 It actually has that. Parentheses, gross.
I appreciate that. That's actually really cool, though, because it's true. Battery is, it's like, there, has there been, I mean, when's the last time there's been an actual improvement on the battery?
Like, apart from making them smaller.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I use the same double A's I did when I was a kid, and we use double A's and triple A's.
What I find interesting is that right now they have like a shelf life of like 4 months, but they're trying to use freeze-dried bacteria to make it longer.
So and you can eat it in space if you're an astronaut. I mean, just kidding. I'm sorry. Bad so, astronaut jokes. Yay.
Yay. So
I
they
think this is awesome.
Yeah, they've applied for a patent and they're looking for partners for commercialization. So we'll see if that goes anywhere.
I love it. I'm in.
I'm really curious how they solve the heat problem. I mean electrons, I mean they just you got a heat generation and then it's made of paper. Sorry. Like we have enough batteries exploding, don't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of things that are basically paper in like electronics now. It's basically the same thing.
So basically,
right, but the level of heat sink or insulation involved wouldn't make it as compact as we need. I mean,
it doesn't
in
say
where it needs to be.
It doesn't say that there's like any heat issues in this article, but it is just kind of a really quick overview. But it says that they printed thin layers of metals and other materials onto a paper surface and topped it with the bacteria.
Like the cell membrane.
Yeah, that transfers electrons outside of their cells.
It does. It did. The article did say that there are lots of improvements that need to be made before this is like actually going to be practical. But I'm open for anybody doing research that's going to get us ahead of where we are right now, because technology has like been shooting ahead crazy in some ways, but then also like limping along in like some things that we use all the time, and the battery absolutely being one of them. Like I have perfect memory of buying AA battery, or my mom having AA batteries and AAA batteries for whatever toy I'm playing with, and here we are today with the exact same batteries. So I feel like something probably would be good.
Well, and this duels up with biotech.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Totally.
I think I may have mentioned this before, but a lot of like innovations just come with somebody who has the ability, who's interested in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
like Elon
now
Musk
you have to have the meeting of those things. Somebody who knows how it works and is interested in trying to improve it. So now that apparently is, you know, battery has someone's attention, now it's going to possibly move forward.
I dig it.
We'll see where it goes.
I'll drop the article in, but I didn't drop it in, though, not to throw you a curveball at you, but NVIDIA announced the new line of graphics cards. I've got a couple articles to pick from. I'll choose the one at the link I like. Yeah, so for $1,200, sometime after September, you can limit two. Can't buy more than two, all you Bitcoin miners. Frig off, okay? It's for people that want video game cards. But yeah, the new graphics cards. So now we've had the 1000 series. Now we're in the 2000 series. So we've got 2080s. The 2080 Ti is the top of the line one, and that is price point is $1,199.99. So $1,200. Boom. Yeah, but it's like actually the 2080 is kind of the middle room. So at Gamescom, they just announced it, and the 2080 looks pretty good. And it's only, I think, like 800. So that's pretty on point with where things have been at. So I don't know. It looks pretty snazzy. I have no idea what game you would possibly need that for, but you are going to kick the crap out of it in every other game you've ever used, because I have a 1080 Ti, and I run everything on Ultra, so rock on.
I don't know, Sea of Thieves. That's what it's for.
Sure. It just hasn't, sure. We haven't had like a this big of an update to an NVIDIA graphics card in a long time, so that's why I wanted to make sure to mention it. This is a pretty big deal for, you know, NVIDIA being obviously the leader when it comes to graphics cards.
Boom. Cool. Alrighty. Are we ready to move on to our discussion topic?
Yes.
Okay, so it's book club again, and we are talking about The Sparrow by Mary Doria Russell. So anybody want to start with just overall thoughts? I mean, I can start with overall thoughts if you want me to.
I openly laughed and snorted. I've been listening to it on audiobook, and I was driving and I was listening to it, and towards the beginning when one of the guys is like, yeah, they have meetings now for people that talk too much. It's going to be called On and On and On. And I was like, I laugh for significantly longer than I should have, but that shit is hilarious. And that made me, that was great.
And you know, my husband with his bad dad jokes and stuff, I totally was like, come here. And told him that joke. And it has been used many times in the last week.
Yep. So that one, I enjoyed it.
Well, this is not a book that I would have picked up for myself, just on the basis of the back cover. And it was actually kind of hard for me to get into. So what happens when there are books that I have trouble getting into is that my brain will tend to skim. So it's very difficult. It was very hard for me to kind of get into it and chew on it. It's not a bad book, okay? It's not. It's a good book, but it's just not my cup of tea. It's not one that I would go back and read again, say.
I had a lot of trouble getting into it, which happens now and again. I'm really good at sticking with things, though, like that. I mean, it took me, I think, a good couple of like 60 pages in to finally be like, all right, it's starting to grab me. They do a lot of heavy character development in the beginning, which becomes absolutely necessary to the story later. And then she picks up with throwing in, it's almost like reading a mystery because you're getting clues to the story. The story is told in two different times.
Yeah, it's hopping back and forth.
And it hops back and forth. So you're dealing with the character development of the main protagonist. At the same time, you're dealing with what happens when he gets back from this space trip and he's a fucking disaster, and they're trying to figure out and draw out of him what happened.
Traumatized would be the word I would use.
Yeah, traumatized is putting it lightly. I mean, he's been mangled and manipulated physically and emotionally, and the writing is fantastic as far as, I mean, once you get in there, I like that it's not dumbed down. The characters have a wide range of things that could grab you depending on who you are. I really related with Anne. She's got a very anthropological bent, likes to cook for people, but she's this practical physician, fix shit, you know, person. And then there's these priesthoods involved, and
which I will say
characters are well described, and they don't dumb down when they're talking. Either they're talking physics, or they're talking medical, or they're talking linguistics. Then it's not dumbed down.
I will say that the heavy character development is, she does it on purpose, because later on, after shit happens, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, and that's something, like, as well to stick with, because I know I had the same problem with, actually, with, like, the Belgariad, which is, I mean, this stripe in my hair is based on a character from those books, but the whole, it took a long time to, like, it's dragging because there's a lot of about people, but not action. Mm-hmm. And then with this, it has the added where it's being almost told like a mystery, so it's unfolding in bits. It's there's not a lot of actionable language in it.
I actually feel like if I'm actually gonna read it well, I need to read it. I can't audiobook this. I just can't friggin' keep track of what the hell is happening to who and who's whatever, and I'm normally not so lost. When it comes to audiobooks, I primarily use audiobooks, but for whatever reason, I just this one I'm like, who is doing this? What are we doing? How did we get here? Like, when did
I can
the
see
like,
where it's
it's
because it's a
rough.
lot of characters, and I mean, I'm apparently the only fuddy-duddy reading a paper copy.
To be fair, I have that too, but I was trying to like just get through it faster, and with my eye, I do a little bit better when I can just do audiobooks, but
But all the switching voices, I think, would be harder than.
yes, it's not easier. It doesn't make it easier.
That's another reason why it was hard for me, because there's just so many. Just I was like, which one are you again? I what? But I tried real hard.
But she's, I mean, a
It's
really
it.
great writer because all of
She
those
is.
characters, as they unfold
Definitely.
and they continue to, and they change and grow, and they become like why are there so many in this one place? And it's like, oh well, I mean, not on the off planet stuff, but in the Earth stuff, like why does he need this many caregivers? But his relationships with the Jesuits and their political relationships outside in the world, and how they relate to him and how that changes informs the personalities even more and what happened to him. And it's so well written. And I was wishing I actually was reading it on a tablet on my Kindle because there's a lot of heavily peppered Spanish. And my Spanish is not so great. And there have been, I think, three words I didn't know and had to look up, which I don't, want to be a snob, but my vocabulary is very extensive. That doesn't happen to me very
I
often.
also have a very extensive vocabulary, and if I can't, and when I have to actually look something up because I do not thoroughly feel I understand the word just based on context, is very rare. And I had to actually pause because I was in an audiobook and ask Google
Yeah, it's like I get a
what the
paragraph and I'm
definition of
like,
the word
even I
was.
still couldn't pick it out of context. What?
That was another thing is I took no Spanish. I know German. So the Spanish just words dropped in there. Just my brain was like, I don't know what that is. Moving on, because I was just trying to finish the book. So it was just like
That
I
makes it
know
harder.
I missed a bunch of stuff because my brain was like reading, skip over that and keep reading.
It's like they're in an art discussing the linguistics of an alien species while they're trying to get a grip on their language. And I understand like discussing the every term about the science of linguistics and the forms of different words, and then they peppered in like near and far in Spanish, and I was like, I didn't know those words, and it completely like, ugh. Well, I mean, I knew that they were talking about, but he entered another phase of the argument with something I don't know what he's asking her. Like, damn it. She is really good. Like, she does give the literal translation of the Latin phrases that are used in it right behind them.
Yeah, and just to clarify a couple things I just feel like are important to mention if we're going to talk about the book. The book is 22 years old. It was written in 1996 is when it came out. And essentially it's a science fiction novel, quote unquote, but I would actually say that it has science fictiony elements by technicality. I really feel like this is more a fiction that's very, very philosophical, very,
Yeah, it's
very
way more
theoretical
about,
and theological, and it's definitely way more heady than most of yours. Not that I don't know, just a little bit different on an approach to a science fiction novel.
Again, one of the reasons why it really wasn't my, I don't, that's not the right word. I was gonna say it's not my aesthetic, but that's not what I meant. It's not what I read, because when I read, I want to read for escapism. And I don't like reading books about faith. I have found, like, if there's nothing wrong with those books, people enjoy those books. That's not what I want to read when I am reading for escapism. I felt like it just isn't.
I understand what you're saying. It's a heavy book. Like, mm-hmm. I've been reading things that are, I mean, shit. I've been reading things that are pretty heavy, and I feel like going to those would be a break from. Like,
really?
This book has a lot of, like, thought. I mean, it really pushes your brain to, like, think about things, and I'll be, like, listening to the story, and then I'll spin off and be thinking about something else. Even just the detail about the fact that, like, at one point there's a character who is patching somebody up, and she's, like, dealing with, like, her, like, as a woman who's had no children, like, having this attraction to a younger man, but she still loves her husband thing. I don't know, just, like, there was, like, an interesting moment there where my brain is off, like, thinking about that for a while, and I'm like, wow, that's actually really interesting, you know? And then I'm like, oh, Jen, you're missing story. Oh, God, pause. Like, you have to go back, because now you didn't listen to anything else, because your brain was off thinking about this concept or that concept. So I do feel like sometimes it was probably, like, trying to have a conversation with me, I guess, maybe over many hours. I don't know.
Right? So, yeah, I love it. I had not gotten to the end, I confess, but I am loving it. It is.
It's full of ouchies. The
kind
end
of sci-fi
full of ouchies.
I've heard, and I'm, you know, I'm getting there. but I've heard the friend who, well, one of the friends who recommended this to me is very in, well, the first one who lent it to me originally is very into philosophy and religion, and he's really, really smart, and I feel flattered that he thought I would like this, and I do. He was right, and I'm sorry, Neil, I didn't get around to it until now. And then the other person who recommended it to me is not into sci-fi and not particularly nerdy and loved it, raved, ranted. She separately came to me and was like, oh, you're gonna do book reviews on your podcast, you need to read this book, you would love that, you're the only person I know who would read this book. Like, she's like, I don't even like science fiction, and like, it really, it got her. So that was really interesting to me, just very incredibly different personalities that have enjoyed this book. And for me, it's the kind of sci-fi I like. It is meaty, it is the sociological and the psychological stuff being in there, I love. It's like,
yeah,
why I love
I agree.
TNG,
oh, yeah.
But in a much longer form, right?
I think I will enjoy it.
I used to try and explain to my mom, like, Star Trek is not stupid. They're dealing with, like, sociological issues and allegory, right? Like,
yeah, like, there's so much more than just the oh, we got to the planet and we fixed the problem. I agree with you. I think it is really good. I just need to read it and not audiobook it. It's not very often that I just can't do an audiobook, and this is definitely an audiobook that I need to just read it. It's impossible for me, I think, just to follow everything in a way that my brain needs to, because I want to spin off and think about something for a minute. If I'm reading, I can stop and do that. That happens, and then I go back to reading. With the audiobook, I'm just, like, steamrolling along, and I'm like, oh, shit, what happened? Wait, what?
Yeah, I can see.
So,
I can totally see
tough.
That. Like, I've had a lot of discussions with people about
it is meaty. Meaty is a good phrase.
People that only do audiobooks, but there's so much of this that is narrative and not, like, scripted. It's mm-hmm. not conversational.
Yeah.
And that's probably at least part of why. I mean, other than there just being so much to absorb.
It is really interesting. Like, some of the concepts and things that are talked about in there, I definitely think are interesting, and I like the way that they're presented, and I would like I said, I would like to give it a run on paper for that reason. I was very impressed by the way that the religion is discussed and cared for, like, the way that that's, like, I guess
I don't feel like they're trying to convert me or anything.
Exactly.
Either.
There's no it's not proselytizing at all, but it also right. is there's still a healthy respect for it. And I don't mm-hmm. normally, I hate to say this, as a non-traditional religious person, whenever I read something, it's like, oh, great, it's a character that's like a whatever. I'm like, all right, great. And I'm trying to, like, I don't know, I can't always get into their head or understand. And I feel like Emilio as a character is actually really, he has depth. And I don't feel like, I feel like there's a lot of justice that's being done there as far as, like, how the religion portion of this is handled.
Oh, I agree. I agree. They treat that incredibly well. I mean, and this crew is made up of, you know, atheists and agnostics and Jesuits and Catholics and a Jew who has leftover hang-ups about, you know, hating the Jesuits with, you know, historical reason. And that's explained to you in the book, like all right. of these preconceived notions people have. And then they actually hit on them and discuss them. And it's, and no one's right, right? Which is a relief.
It's just, I think the reason why it's not something that I'll probably try and go back to, and there is a sequel to it that came out like 2 years later.
Children of God.
Children of God.
Oh,
jeez. I just, it
I'm
was...
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, it was, I think it was too heavy for me. Again, it is a good book. It's just not what I want to read. So,
yeah, a lot of people. I mean, I understand you. You're reading nonfiction. You just want a vacation, a little brain vacation, right? And this is not that book.
Nope. This is. It's not to the like. It's not to the levels of like Lord of the Rings, like heavy, where there's so much going on that I actually got a headache when I tried to read the first book. But it is a heavy book, and it's more of, it's heavy in the sense that it makes your wheels turn a lot. Whereas something like Lord of the Rings is just a mass of words.
Yeah, I understand that, because I've said a million times, I don't like Tolkien's writing style. she doesn't suffer from that.
No.
I mean, it's one of those things where people love Song of Ice and Fire, people love Game of Thrones, but you know what? That shit is not super easy to comb through either, you know? So I think I can handle it. It's just something about how it's delivered that's just, again, I think it's really purely due to the audiobook. I think I do actually think that I will go back and read it. I'll definitely go back and read it in physical form. I will go back and read it. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it for me to actually get the story and enjoy it. And so I definitely think it's a good book. I know a lot of people that really enjoyed it. I understand why the 8 people that have recommended it to me all recommended it to me for different reasons, I'm sure, and I can identify each and every one of those reasons.
Like, I'm flattered by that. Like, the people that recommended it to me, like, even if I couldn't get through it, like, if I'd be like, you think I'm real smart, don't you? Or just that much of a nerd.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But the open-mindedness, too. Like, I know, like, now I understand Neil, like, knowing, I'm probably one of a handful of people he knows who would get it, because we talk about world religions in that context. You know, where, like, everything is true, but no one's right, so quit it.
Right? Ugh, okay. Oh boy. I think that's what I have on it. Yeah, I mean, before I have to check myself into On and On, Anon.
Yeah, right. That's the best joke. There's a cute, several.
Yeah, there are.
For as serious and heavy as it is, she does a good job with giving the characters enough humor that they'll throw something in. And like Anne, I love the character Anne so much, and she is a bitchy, snarky, hippie lady. Mm-hmm. We'll just put people in their place, but take care of when you need to. And yeah.
So I think our kind of resounding thoughts on this is it's a good book to read, but be prepared for thinking.
Yep. It's a smart book. I definitely recommend if you have like a Kindle or a tablet to read it in case there's like words or phrases that you want to check into, do that. And that would be my recommendation for sure. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it on my Kindle and I'm probably going to enjoy the shit out of it. So rock on.
Yeah. I mean, you could go deeper and look up, like if there's somebody, one of the physicists is doing a specific thing, they're talking about something you don't know, and probably learn more, go down a rabbit hole there, right?
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I think we've all given a good impression of, like, depending on what kind of reader you are, what kind of books you like, mm-hmm. it's just enjoyable or not, or really, really enjoyable. I think we've got, like, different, we can't give stars because we'd all give different amounts.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, that's for most books, you know?
Yep.
We all have different things we like. So if we all liked it the same way, that'd be boring.
That's true. And then there would be no need for like 90% of the authors because everybody would be in one little tiny little category. And that's lame.
Yeah.
LeMay. What about
LeMay.
Yeah, sorry. It's a bad joke. It's such a dumb joke. I'm sorry. Somebody at my workplace like uses that joke. And so now my brain does it automatically. And I'm like, damn you. I am a vernacular sponge. Why must you do this to me?
You're it's fancy now. It's LeMay, just like you go to Target.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You... Sorry.
So before we jump, what's our next book? So now that I can start reading ahead, so I'm not like stuck.
Well, Linda had one she wanted us to find that we're having trouble finding.
Okay. I think that there's one that I'd like to add that came up on a book club for a group here in Tucson that made me think about it. I haven't read it in years and years, and I'd like to read it again, which is Isabel Allende's Daughter of Fortune. I don't know if either of you have read that.
I have not read that.
She is amazing.
I think, so the book that I wanted to do, it's my favorite book. It's a Mercedes Lackey book, so it should be findable, I would think. I also have another one that I will reread in a heartbeat, which is, the name just like went out of my brain, Nefertiti's Daughter.
Oh, so the name of the book is Nefertiti's Daughter? Is that what you said?
I believe that's what it's called. It's okay. It's by the same person who did The Other Boleyn Girl.
Oh.
And we did have another user. Listener and suggestion of The Secret Life of Wonder Woman.
Oh.
So any of those books, I guess we could just look. And...
What was the book that was... Oh, yeah, hold on. The Other Boleyn Girl. That's right. The Other...
The Other Boleyn Girl. And I believe the one that I would like us to do is called Nefertiti's Daughter.
I didn't find
What was the Mercedes Lackey book?
Black Swan.
Black Swan. That was one I was having trouble finding a source for. Because I kept getting the wrong one. There's another book.
Philippa Gregory. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Hold on.
We're doing it live. Wait. Philippa Gregory.
I'm doing it live. Hang on a second.
Doing it live. Jen, what was yours? What of Fortune?
Isabel Allende. Now, it's funny because Isabel Allende, Allende. I'll give you a link in a second. Okay. The one thing that gets me about this, though, is that what's interesting about... The Isabel Allende book is that when you look at the top four or the top five Isabel Allende books that you should read, it's like not listed, and I think that's lame because I read a couple of the other ones and I would absolutely say that this one is good. So I don't know what that's about, but
maybe you're remembering that incorrectly. Hold on, I'm gonna search.
All right, I'm gonna make sure I get you guys a link to Daughter of Fortune though too, real quick, so we have it on the list. That might help if I could actually spell.
Maybe we should create a Twitter poll.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, another one that we could do that is one of the classic ones, like from school, is the Egypt Game, which I haven't read in years, but I have the book.
Never read that either.
The Egypt Game is actually pretty good, if I'm recalling correctly.
Seems like we have quite a selection to choose from. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or is it
What was the...
We should probably do this after the show.
Yep, indeed. I was mostly just trying to see if we knew what it was going to be.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I was getting my books smashed together.
Okay.
There's a book called Nefertiti and then Cleopatra's Daughter.
So the book is called Cleopatra's Daughter?
Let me see if it's this
I'm
one.
Putting links in the notes, Ember. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm doing that and looking for links for them. But yeah, if you
is
can
it
do that,
classic
that's awesome.
Historical fiction? Is that what that is?
It's historical fiction, yeah.
And it looks like Cleopatra was number 3 of this, perhaps.
I'm
I don't know. We'll find it.
Find the damn thing.
We're going to find it. Novel of Cleopatra's Daughter, Book 1, Lily of the Nile. What is that? That sounds interesting. Stephanie Dre. What is that?
It's fun.
I'm going to go shopping for books.
Testing.
See, this is what the, this is why books, sharing of books. Also, any suggestions that people have, please share them with us on the Twitter, at GeekGrills, and that will help us too, because... we like suggestions, so you should totally do that. Now we'll find it. We'll will find it, and
list.
We'll add links, and we'll put it on the list.
If we get enough, hey guys, what do you think? If we get enough suggestions, why don't we roll a die?
We could roll a die.
Like good nerds.
I like it.
The problem is I read a bunch of these books by the same person and a bunch of the books that are in the same kind of like category, and they're all mashing together in my head because now I'm thinking The Heretic Queen is the one that I really liked.
We'll find it, and we'll provide links so that people can also participate, and then in a couple months, or what are we, like 8 weeks or so? Is that how we're doing our book club stuff, about approximately?
It's quarterly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be plenty of time for me to actually read it this time.
I think this is... this one might be it. But I'll double check.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. So, folks, if you do want to give us suggestions, in addition to Twitter... which is at GeekGrills. You can also email us, geekgrills@gmail.com. You can call us. There's a number that is somewhere.
I got it. 508-474-5577.
Boom.
You can also tweet us at GeekGrills. We will answer.
All those things. Do all the things. Contact all the people.
All the things. All right. So
go ahead.
Oh, we're moving on to what are you anticipating? Ember, you're up.
Me already.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to finishing the book. I only have about 100 pages left. A little less than that. No, less than that. Way less than that. There's a lot of prologue or epilogue. That's cool. No, I like that. Like, I'm the person who wrote letters to a friend with using the glossary from Clockwork Orange for about 10 years. so that and busting my butt at work. My job turned out to be starting from scratch instead of thinking I was stepping in to help people with stabs. So there's that.
Cool.
Saving the world. Actually, it's really cute. My husband, I was going to work the other day, and he's like, have fun saving the world. And I haven't heard that since I left politics, because that was always kind of the way my family phrased what I did.
That's like I go into work and I'm like, all right, when we leave like meetings, I'm like, let's go save some babies.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. So what are you anticipating, Jen?
Sleep? No. I my life just could go down to like 67 miles per hour. No, I'm going to make a Void Elf in WoW someday if I can finish the fucking chain. It's been a little confusing. But I am also looking forward to a fantasy football draft on Wednesday. And I'm going to co-stream it. It's going to be great. Because why the fuck not? Yeah. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. It's happening. I'm going to go see Christopher Robin, too. My mom called me in particular, told me I need to go see it. Which makes sense, because I used to be a gigantic Winnie the Pooh fan as a child. So I'm sure that is probably why she thinks I need to see it. So I will. I'll go do that too.
Oh.
All right. And then as for myself, it is 1.5 weeks until Dragon Con. So that
Dun
is the
dun
thing.
dun. Can we call it like Dragon Con
Ta-da!
Def
It,
Con?
it's, well, it's more like the da-da-da-da thing because I'm looking forward to it. And I got my flu shot. So my body is building up its antibodies and its defense. So take that, con crud. You are not going to flatten me for 2 days this time.
Boom.
I it doesn't. Okay, so it had been a while since I had gotten a flu booster, and I forgot that for about 2 days after you get the shot, it feels like someone punched you right where that was. So that was a thing, and I'm better now. It was just it, I was like, ow, it feels like I have a bruise.
Nice.
But I'm getting my
Not so
costumes all done, and
good.
that's coming
But it
up.
means no con crud, hopefully.
No
Yay.
con crud. I'm gonna drink lots of vitamin C or whatever it is. I'm immune boosters and stay away from the places that I know are cesspits that disease like breeds in. So there's that. Also, I figured it out. I'm gonna take a quick aside. Okay, so the book is called Nefertiti, but it's actually about her sister. The other one that I was getting it confused with was Cleopatra's Daughter, which is also a good book. But the one that I think we should read is Nefertiti. Even though it's called that, it's not actually about
And who's it by?
Nefertiti. It is by Michelle Moran.
Michelle Moran. I feel like I've heard her name before. I have no idea
Probably
why.
have.
Huh. All right, I've got a link coming, people. Link
All
on
right.
its way. Boom.
Okay, so
And remember,
now.
folks, now you can always come watch us record live, because that's entertaining, at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Monday evenings. The next one will be on August 27th at 5:30/8:30. 5:30, what, Pacific and then Eastern?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. Time.
By that point, I should
Boom.
be packed. Anyway.
Boom. Also, I just want to let everybody know that patrons are our favorite humans on the planet. We love them more than our loved ones and significant others. No, I'm just kidding. But you can become a patron and help support us and all the fun things that we do. You can also throw bits at us. You can become a Twitch sub. You can do all the things and support us in any way that you would prefer. All of that helps us continue to do cool things on the internet and just further improve the show and hopefully someday get to do game nights, please. So patreon.com/grills, GRILLS, or twitch.tv/geekgrills, and you can subaru and you can help support us.
And you can leave us a review on any of your podcast catchers. Doing that is free and it helps our ranking, which can help other people find us and find our podcast. And that would be great. You can also join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can help us spread the word there. So,
Boom.
where can we find you ladies on the interwebs?
Well, I can be reached at 9 of 12. That's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay podcast show thing.
Boom. I can be found at The Jen Says on Twitter. And also twitch.tv/thegenplays, and find everything that I do ever at thegensays.com because I own the shit out of that
And you can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. That's where I do my creative streams. And I'll possibly be working some more on my cosplays tomorrow at 7:30. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.